This episode is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Visit thehappykind.com to find out how we can help you on your next creative project. That's thehappykind.com. Welcome to Originate Now. We're a show equipping you with strategies, inspiring you with stories, and providing a blueprint for a more intentional, creative life. I'm so glad you're here. So grab your favorite coffee or tea and let's get into today's show. Hey friend, welcome back to Originate Now. I'm your host, Jessica Higgins Chapman, but you can call me Jess. Today, we're diving into a topic that's as much about community as it is about creativity. The third place. Now, if you've never heard the term the third place, it's a concept from sociologist Ray Oldenburg. The first place is considered your home. The second place is where you work. And the third place refers to that familiar public spot where you connect with others, people you know and people you don't know, over a shared activity, a ritual, or even just, you know, like a casual conversation. Think coffee shops, bookstores, libraries, local pubs, yoga studios, Pilates studios, art collectives, or even that quirky little diner that always seems to have the same group of regulars. As we all know, around 2020, a lot of third places disappeared. Some are back, but others are gone for good. And that absence has left a gap in how we connect, create, and feel inspired. Before having my little girl, and even now to this day with her in tow, a couple of my absolute favorite places, you know, besides just being at home, are the coffee shop, of course, and the bookstore. With her, we also go to the library a lot more for things like story time and meeting with other kids. I guess you could say the library is one of her third places. You know, kids tend to have a lot more of these places, these third places, because we intentionally try to get them around more kids, you know, like socializing, making friends. But what about us adults, right? Today's quote is from author Brené Brown from her book, The Gifts of Imperfection. She says, quote, "Connection is why we're here. It is what gives purpose and meaning to our lives," end quote. Connection is at the heart of creativity, right? It's what gives our work context and energy, whether it's a conversation that sparks an idea, or a shared laugh that breaks tension, or simply being around others who are also making. Connection reminds us that we're part of something larger than ourselves. And yet so many of us have found it harder to experience that kind of genuine, everyday connection. We go from home to work, from work to home, from screen to screen, from meeting to meeting. But somewhere along the way, we've lost the in-between spaces that used to nourish us, right? The third place spaces. Let's dive into ways to bring the third place back into our daily lives and why it's especially important for creatives. But first, what's in my cup? Today, I'm sipping on a Nola iced coffee. That thing says buku third places like Nola. New Orleans has so many great spots to connect, and it's definitely an inspiration hub. If you've never been to New Orleans, I highly recommend visiting. There's no place like it, and you'll love it. And every time I'm there, I have to get a Nola iced coffee. So good. But today, here in the other LA, I grabbed one from Blue Bottle. And let me tell you, it's delicious as well. Okay, as always, I hope your cup is full. Cheers, let's get into it. So why does this quote-unquote third place matter? Sociologist Ray Oldenburg argued that third places are essential for public well-being. They're where culture lives and grows. They're where ideas spread and friendships form. For creatives in particular, they're often the spark of something new. You know, like think of James Baldwin finding inspiration in Paris cafes, or how so many of us get our best ideas people watching in coffee shops. The third place can provide a sense of belonging. It's social, but not demanding. You know, you can show up as you are, observe, connect, or retreat into your notebook without, you know, any judgment. Creativity thrives on exposure to new people, rhythms, sounds, and conversations. A third place feeds that exposure. When the pandemic hit, most of these spaces to connect disappeared. Yeah, like those coffee shops shut down, your favorite gym and studios closed, Bookstores and libraries went dark. Even some parks for a time felt off limits. Without realizing it, we lost that middle ground where ideas percolated. And for creatives, that meant less cross-pollination of ideas, inspiration, and less casual community. So how do we get it back? How do we make it part of our norm again? Well, here are a few ways. First, redefine what counts. Your third place doesn't have to be a cafe. It could be a climbing gym or a co-working space. It could be a community garden or even a local farmer's market. The key is that it's consistent, communal, and that it's separate from work and home. Build it into your routine. Make visiting your third place part of your creative ritual. You know, for example, write at the coffee shop or the cafe twice a week, or brainstorm at the park every Friday. Try to mix solitude with social energy. Sometimes your third place is about focus, you know, tapping into that hum of a room while you work. Other times it's about conversation, swapping ideas with other regulars. Both matter. And maybe you have to create your own third place, meaning, you know, making a monthly book club at the library or creating an open mic night, a sketch group at the park. Create your own community. Create your community. When you step into a third place, something shifts. Your senses are heightened. The sound of steaming milk, pages turning, laughter in the corner, a coffee machine going. You're reminded you're not alone in your work. You're not alone in your creativity. You see creativity happening all around you and how people interact, dress, talk, and express themselves. That energy translates into your own projects. Suddenly, you're not just creating in a vacuum. You're drawing from the living, breathing world around you. And maybe most importantly, third places offer permission to play. You're part of something bigger, and that's often where the best ideas sneak in. Create your third place. Find your third place. Build it into your day. Build it into your week. Connect and find your community. This week, I'm learning to connect more. Talking about connection, community. I'm learning to reach out to people I haven't seen in forever. Right? We're all busy living our lives, but I'm taking time to connect more, reach out to people I haven't seen in forever, embracing my community, connecting with old and hopefully new friends. So why don't you join me? Yeah? This week's creative challenge is to find or reclaim your third place. Pick one spot you can commit to showing up at even just once a week. Bring your notebook, your laptop, or just yourself. Notice what happens to your energy and ideas when you step outside of home and work and into that in-between space. Creativity doesn't necessarily thrive in isolation. In order for it to expand and grow, your creativity might need some more connection, more community, being in those small everyday moments of being part of the world. Reclaim your third place. If this episode spoke to you, please share it with a friend who might need a little nudge to find their own third place. Until next time, stay creative, be present, and remember the joys in the journey. And we're here to help you on yours. You got this. This podcast is brought to you by The Happy Kind. Follow us on Instagram at The Happy Kind and at The Happy Kind Official. Also, follow our show Instagram at Originate Now Podcast. Let us know how you're making time for creativity this week. Don't forget to hit follow and check out our show notes for free resources.